Family Chats. I'm your host, Jeanette, and tonight joining me is Amanda.
Hello.
And Eve.
Hi.
And tonight we're going to be talking about, I forget what episode it is. Is it episode 6? Correct? Episode 6 of Grey's Anatomy and Station 19. So these were some, I was really afraid these were going to be like super sad episodes. They weren't, or at least Station 19 wasn't too bad. And I think that's because, you know, I guess we didn't get to see the funeral. I was afraid we were going to see the funeral and I was going to be really upset. So,
yeah, I kind of like that they zoomed past.
Right on past it. Yeah.
All that really hard.
Yeah. I mean, it tells you that it's happening, but, you know, we see Vic in bed, at, you know, first at the hospital, and then you can tell she's back home, and that scene where they all come in their uniforms. And so, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, that was the funeral, but, like, I felt so bad for her. You know, here everybody's just stopping by and you can just tell she's just complete mourning, you know, just not doing anything. No. So that part was pretty.
I got worried. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, is she just going to completely, you know, lose it?
Yeah.
Go into depression?
That's where I thought this whole thing was going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was scared. I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
And I think for a little bit she was, because I mean, like, even when she went to the firehouse for the Thanksgiving, you know, she didn't want to see or hold Prue, which was really sad. You know, at first. And I mean, it was just too painful for her, but, you know, then we had Diane pop up and words of wisdom as always. Like, I wish she was on there every episode. I adore like that her. Woman.
Yeah. I wish she was a real person who could help me with my problem.
Exactly. She's so good at it, just the way she, like, I don't know, the way she leads into every, I don't know, I really enjoy
her. She never pressures them to talk to her. It's always oh, do you want to talk? And then there's just something about her that makes them really want to, you know, open up to her.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
I did love her when she said to Vic at the end, she's like, you know, you guys always feel better after you talk to me, so why do you want to fight it every single time? Like, I thought that was funny, because it's true. Everybody feels better after talking to Diane.
Yeah.
And no one ever wants to talk to her in the first place.
I know. But I guess who does? I mean, you know, most people don't want to talk about their problems. It's just the way it is. So.
No. I think she walked in at the perfect time.
Yeah, she did. I was kind of hoped she didn't stay. Here she brought a pie and she didn't even stay for dinner.
I know. But I think she had somewhere else to go, I think she said.
Do you notice everybody brings pies? I'm like, how many pies did we have? Everybody brought a pie.
Yeah, like even in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I guess that's what you do. We're going to having Thanksgiving with my family on Sunday, and I'm bringing pies. I got to bake them tomorrow, so I guess that's what you do.
I gotta bring pies to my mom Thursday.
Now to my in-laws, I'm bringing corn pudding, so because they requested that. So. Yeah, so no pie.
That sounds really good. I want some corn pudding now.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of Prue, again, adorable in this episode.
She's the cutest kid ever.
Oh my gosh. And
we never really saw too much of her until like last week, and now we're seeing a lot of her. And I am all for it, because that girl is so stinking cute.
I know. She is. Really every cute. Time I see her, her face is just so round and so cute.
So cute.
She has one of those faces where you just want to squeeze it.
Mm-hmm. You just want to like pinch those little cheeks. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I would definitely bite her ankle. Like, no question about it.
Did you say bite her ankle?
Yeah. You never bit your kids?
No, actually I didn't.
Oh, I wouldn't bite hard.
I mean, I like, just, you know.
You know, because there's so
You know, maybe if I played like it would be more like a finger when I'm like they were putting their finger in my mouth and I'd be you know, like just, you know, being silly. But I don't know that I ever bit their ankle.
I still bite my kids. I still do it. Man. To this day.
You're gonna get CPS called on you here to let everybody
bite like hard. Like, it doesn't, they like laugh when I do it. I don't know. It's normal, okay. Other people
in Texas, other people do it. Apparently it's normal to bite your children's ankles.
Not when they're little, though. Not when they're in the toddler stage, because that sets a very bad example for them.
Yeah.
So yeah. I didn't do it there during that stage. Okay. This went way off. Anyways.
Amanda's a responsible mother. Darn it.
It's just she's even got a background in childcare. Right?
She's so precious in her little Thanksgiving dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then she broke my heart.
Oh my gosh. I almost cried.
With Where's Daddy? Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah, I was like, somebody Why? Give that little girl a hug.
You know, like, that broke my heart. But what broke my heart even more is Andy replying back, he's with my daddy.
I know.
I was like, oh my gosh. That's so sad.
It was, I mean, go little Prue. That actress was amazing. She did a really great performance during this episode.
She did.
Applause. But like you said earlier, what's her name? Oh my gosh. Vic.
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting to have anything to do with Prue.
Yeah.
That hurt.
That was that really like knife in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it in. Hurt. And I mean, I understood Vic.
Yeah.
She's dealing with it. I think she's dealing with it harder than I don't know, between her and Jack. I don't know who's dealing with it harder. Jack. We will get to Jack in this episode.
Yes.
But I kind of put him down a little bit just because that was really emotional.
It was.
So.
But on a lighter note,
mm-hmm.
funny scene when Maya is taking care of Prue and Prue's like, I gotta go potty. And then all of a sudden, like... Yeah. And then Karina comes. I mean, it was so, she just swooped in and took care of it. She was so good with her. But Maya's face at first was like, oh my God. Like,
I 100% knew that that was going to happen. I was like, she is going to pee all over Maya and Maya is going to flip out.
Yep.
It stinks. It stinks.
That's, what did Karina say? Yes, everyone poops, you know, like, just like, this is not.
And Maya poops. I'm like, okay.
This is Maya's poop stinks.
Exactly.
I was like,
it was cute.
It was such a cute scene.
Mm-hmm.
Such a cute scene. And I loved it. Seeing Karina like that with a child, you can just, you know, she's going to be such an amazing mom.
I love how Maya kind of just like held her like a little football when Ben just basically tossed her at Maya. She's like, here, you take her. She's like, what is this, the 1950s?
Yeah.
She's standing there holding her, staring at her. I'm like, it's a baby.
It reminded me of my husband before we had children, like when he would hold other people's babies. It would kind of be that whole like, I don't know what to do with this kind of thing.
Just holding them out.
But I love what Karina said, did you never babysit? I'm like, you've heard about Maya's childhood, right? And you think that she, her dad, like let her babysit? Like,
no,
probably not.
Poor Maya. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be a great mom too, but also on the Prue train here, the Millers, Mr. Miller, I want to punch that man in the face right now. And I know I should have some sympathy mm-hmm. and the grandparents should be in her life, but them taking Prue away from Ben and Bailey made me so mad.
But my thing is, like, I would have sympathy for them if they were really close to Dean and her before his death. Like, that would be a different situation.
Yeah.
But they didn't even want him to keep her. They didn't want anything. I mean, they were around, but they weren't, like, we never saw them, like, being affectionate or, like, playing with her or doing things that would make you think that they would want to care for her full time.
Like, what do you guys think is going to happen?
Well, even when he arrived, he said, oh, Grandpa missed you so much. It was like, did you really?
I mean, he can miss her, you know what I mean? And he can still be a grandparent to her. But, like, let Ben and Miranda be her parents.
Yeah.
I mean, hats off to Miranda for that awesome speech that she gave.
I thought he was going to give in after getting to see her, like, hang out with everybody. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a realization moment. Like, okay, like,
I did too.
She belongs here. Nope.
I kept having faith that he was going to do the right thing.
Yeah. And then
watching him walk out of there with her, I was like, my face was probably red. I was so mad.
Yeah.
And I was a little confused about one thing. Like, he called her by her middle name, which is, what was it, Erika? Or I don't remember.
I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, he called her by her middle name, and they said, oh, so you're going by her middle name. And he said, it's her true name.
Yeah.
Like, isn't her true name whatever her father wanted to call her?
Probably. I think it's whatever, because I mean, I think that name comes from, what is their heritage? I don't want to say, I don't know if it's what it is, but I'm assuming it's like probably a family name, and that's why he decided to, but that's not her name.
I mean, that's not her name. It's like, she's not going to come to it.
Yeah.
She's not going to answer to it.
I mean, he had to call her like several times before she came. Like, did she even recognize that that's her name? Like,
who are you talking to? She had no idea.
Oh, she's two.
Right. And she looks so sad. She looks so sad when he carried her out. I was like, oh, that poor baby. Mm-hmm. Leave her alone.
Again, amazing, amazing performance. Yeah. And I want to know if she's a twin.
She has probably twin, right? Is. Just because they usually are, but I don't know that for sure. But I think, what do you all think is going to happen with it? I think you asked that just a second ago.
I did. I think Ben and Bailey will get her.
I do too. I honestly think that Dean probably did put it in writing somewhere, and it's going to dramatically pop up here in a little bit. Because otherwise, I don't think there's any way they're going to give her up.
Unless they come to some realization, I don't know.
But if that dinner didn't do it for you, what's going to do it?
Trying to raise a toddler when you're 60 years old?
They'll probably get a nanny. No, they have money. I don't know.
So
I don't know. If I was 60-something, I would, and if I was 60-something and looking at possibly raising my grandchild, and this young couple said, oh, we want her, but you can 100% be in her life, I'd say, sign me up.
Yeah. It's not like they're
they're not strangers.
No.
Yeah. And Ben and Bailey are not in any way saying we want her and we want you guys out of her life.
Right.
That's not what they're saying at all.
No. They want the Millers in her life.
Yeah.
They want that relationship, but I don't know. In my opinion right now, I don't want them in Pruitt's life at all.
No.
The way they're acting.
No, they make me mad.
I'll change my mind later whenever I'm not so mad, but so speaking of the meal.
Yeah. I was going to say the only other person that probably made me madder than them was Travis's dad. I do not like him at all. I mean, I know by the end of the episode, we're supposed to feel for him or whatever, but I've been mad at, he's been putting Travis in a horrible position for weeks or months now, however long it's been going on.
Yeah.
And he's the one who's pissed at him.
Yeah.
And his mom was mad. And his mom was mad at Travis too. I was like, Travis has been in the middle of this for months. Yeah. I don't know. But I was like, he was put in the middle of this.
Yeah.
He didn't jump into this.
I think maybe she was just in the shock of the moment, probably embarrassed, probably just, and so she just acted weird. I don't think she'll actually blame Travis going forward, but yeah, no, that was a mess.
And Vic's nervous laughter.
Oh, I when she laughed, I laughed so hard. And I was like, I love it when people laugh at inappropriate stuff.
She said, well, that's why you Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thankful for nervous laughter.
Yeah.
It's like George's funeral.
Yes. That was so funny.
It's Izzy. Izzy started to start laughing.
Well, then I love that Meredith mentioned it when she saw him on the beach too. She's like, we all laughed at your funeral. And he said, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. That was an Izzy thing, wasn't it? Didn't she laugh at weird stuff all the time? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we can probably talk about Jack, correct?
I want to get into Jack because he just broke my soul.
The whole episode. He was just so sad and just, trying to cook that whole meal by himself. I felt so bad.
He looked like that typical like cartoon of someone trying to cook. Like he was mixing two different things at once and he looked like he was about to grab something else with his foot. I was like, this is very typical like comic.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to do it all by myself.
Like, no, I got it. I got it. And I was like, I knew something had fire.
Travis's mom came in there and came to the rescue because she needed to cook something after she was all mad, so she helped a little.
Yep. I don't know how much she helped.
I know, the poor turkey. Like, I didn't understand, so it was locked, is that what?
Yeah, instead of preheating it, they turned it to oven clean.
Oh, okay. And so
the oven locks when you do that because it gets too hot.
Yeah.
The so jaws funny. Of life.
He was getting that turkey. And then, of course, it was all disgusting. Thank goodness for Station 23 bringing the turkey over. They wouldn't have had anything.
I was like, that is a Viking soap. And you, as a cook, I was almost crying just over the stove. I was like, oh, no. That better be a cheap stove that you guys just destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after when the Beckett walks in.
Yep.
Flat on his back.
I went back and watched that scene maybe two or three times.
Yeah.
I might watch it again after this, after we're done here.
He deserved it. He's such a,
such a word we're not allowed to say without getting in trouble.
Exactly.
Oh. Before we completely pass it up, I don't want to forget about it. Ingrid. What?
I don't even know what to say about it. I feel bad for her. I mean, obviously the woman was in pain, and so that's awful, but.
Oh. It came out of nowhere, it felt like.
Yeah, I don't. I did love Bailey's face. Not even just her face, when she got ready to walk up the stairs, that little, like, how she just kind of put her hand on Ben's stomach and just kind of held it there for a minute. Mm-hmm. She was just staking her claim. And I was like, you go, Miranda.
I love it.
I like it.
I like that we got to see a lot of Bailey in Station 19 this week. I
hope we continue to do that. So I think we will.
Because we saw her all the time before COVID and everything. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's
more back in there.
Yeah.
But I honestly did not know what was going to happen on that roof.
I didn't either. I was like, surely, she's not going to actually. Well, as soon as I knew she was up there, I thought she was going to try to jump. I kind of had a feeling.
I honestly thought she was going to jump, not die. Yeah. But then that was going to be kind of one of the cases maybe in Grey's.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not supposed to be a crossover episode, but still sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I wonder if that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully. And I like that he went and got her help, you know. Yeah. I the whole storyline,
yeah,
and they kind of like tied it up. I was like, man, she's just gonna keep bugging him all this time. I thought this is gonna be like an ongoing thing. Yeah. And I was like, if this woman gets in between Ben and Bailey,
I was worried about.
Happy.
But I'm glad like they tied, because I was afraid of that too. But
yeah.
And I was afraid of Ben. I was like, what are you doing, Ben? Like, but he handled it so well. I mean, after he, I don't know. I was proud of him after we saw the whole thing play out.
Oh, yeah. I was too. Yeah. So there was one moment, and I know like how shows film.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually if they do something, then that means they have to do the same thing every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they have to, they edit stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I was watching them all eat and I put them in the notes. But when Ben like just reaches over and grabs food off Miranda's plate and eats it like towards the back, like bottom of the screen, not really the focus of anything. Mm-hmm. It just looked so like a real life easy moment.
Yeah.
I like that. I like those little subtle things in shows. And that was one that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like a real life married couple.
And those moments are, sometimes I wonder, those are probably a lot of times improv, you know, just if they're like something. And so that's probably cool.
That's why my mind is it's improv. I mean, they're not going to be like, you reach your hand over, because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the bottom of the screen. There's no lines. It's not focused on them at all.
Yeah.
So they didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So you know, that's just them acting.
Mm-hmm.
And just those little touches.
Yeah.
I love when you get to see those.
We touched on like the, you know, 23 brought the food over or whatever, but what did you all think like of the conversation between Andy and Theo? Because I kind of felt like, I mean, at first she was like not being very sympathetic to how he was feeling. And I think he had every right to be feeling the way that he was. I mean, I know that Dean is obviously gone. And so whether or not Vic's in love with Amy, you know, maybe that doesn't matter. But I think if this is something that will make her realize that she was, which, you know, we know she wasn't, he had every right to be like concerned about that and what that meant for their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I understood his worry, but
mm-hmm.
I'm glad he talked to her and not to Vic. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that might have been the end of their relationship if he said anything to Vic about that right now.
Mm-hmm. So no, I agree.
He played that perfectly.
Yeah. And I do like him. So I'm kind of, the only thing that was holding me back on him before was the fact that I wanted Dean and Vic together. So now I'm completely on board.
It's not happening.
I know. So like, let's do it then. I'm cool with it.
Also, so we're almost done with station 19,
mm-hmm.
but there are a couple of things.
Yeah.
One, Beckett, so cringy.
I don't like them. I feel like we're going to have more of them, and I don't like it. I don't want it. I want her back. I mean, as much as I don't really like Robert, because I really don't, every time they're in a scene together, their chemistry is like insane. And
mm-hmm.
it's like when they get in the scene together, I'm like, okay, no, I want this again. But then he does something dumb and I don't. But like, I mean, obviously I just think, I don't want her with Beckett. I mean, honestly, I don't even want to see his face anymore. I know that's awful, but I don't like him.
Bad things need to happen to him.
I mean,
well, he fell down. That was funny.
That was really funny.
Let's just do that every episode.
If they would give him something redeemable. Like, I thought, like, the episode before this, like, there were a couple moments where I thought, okay, maybe he's not the worst human being ever. And I thought maybe we were going to, like, keep going in that direction. But then he was just kind of gross again. Like, I don't know.
I think he might actually just really like her.
I know, but...
And he doesn't know how to act like a normal human being. I don't know.
Well, if he can really get it together and like not be creepy when he comes on to her, then
yeah,
maybe I can get on board. But for right now, no.
It's just, it feels so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he's hitting on her, you're like, oh no, don't do that. And then Robert like looking like into the window.
Yeah. I mean, she must have enjoyed herself that night because she didn't seem like too upset about the situation. I don't know.
I mean, who knows? Maybe he's good.
Maybe, right? I
mean, maybe he's got a heart somewhere in there.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Who knows?
Deep down. Way, way deep, deep down.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
Last thing furly for station 19.
Oh, I love this moment.
It was the best.
I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say.
I do know what you're going
to
say.
Maya wants to have a baby.
So happy at that. I'm
so happy. And I hope it happens.
Yes.
And I hope it's soon. Drama filled and they're going to have to like cut her open on the coffee table.
Oh my gosh. Well, if they do, maybe Ben, you know, he's got experience in that, right?
Jumping into Grey's Anatomy.
Hmm.
It's kind of a very uneventful episode.
It was,
in my opinion.
I kind of liked it. At first, I had a hard time. Like, I was like, okay, it's kind of boring, especially coming off Station 19, which I felt like was a really good episode. But it picked up, I think. And by the end of it, I really enjoyed it.
I know what you enjoyed at the end.
Well, that I mean, that was okay. Well, no, I mean, I don't know. It was okay. Are we talking about, well, we'll get to it.
We'll come back to it.
There were a couple hookups.
So kind of when Grey's Anatomy opens, you know, I just want to go ahead and get Bailey's obviously still fuming from it, still upset. Mm-hmm. You know, I like her little talk with Richard. Mm-hmm. I swear, he's just becoming one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
And I know nobody else really likes him that much.
I don't dislike him.
Eve, you like him, right?
I do. Shelby okay. hates him.
I know. I'm loving Richard this go around.
Yeah.
I'm getting very protective of him. And her, really, it wasn't a very Bailey heavy episode. Maybe that's because she was doing Station 19.
Yeah, probably.
That week. But really kind of the only times we see Bailey is her grief over Prue. And I hope, I don't know. I'm still hoping.
I think it'll happen. I really do think it'll happen.
Yeah. So, Eve, speaking of Meredith, what did you think?
Are you on board yet? Yeah, she doesn't remember. She doesn't really care for Nick.
I mean, I liked him this episode. But yeah, like I said before, I mean, to me, he's a new character because I don't remember him. But I'm only on season 3 of my rewatch, so I have a ways to go.
They had a long ways to go. I'm not even to him yet on my rewatch.
No, I liked him this episode. I was like, okay, good. I like this couple now. But I feel like I'm like way behind everybody else. Mm-hmm. I was a little slow.
He was so sweet.
I mean, really, we've only seen him one episode. Right?
We've seen him a couple.
I remember one prominent one in my head.
He's been like just little pieces here and there. So it's not been like, this is the first episode we've seen him like throughout, I think.
Yeah, it was more like, you know, we would see him in one scene mm-hmm. every other episode, maybe.
Mm-hmm. When she was on the phone with him and he was like describing, I mean, just his voice was so soothing. And I was like, oh my gosh, if you aren't falling in love with this man, Meredith, I am, just by listening to him tell you this story.
I know.
I was loving it.
And he looked really cute this episode too.
What?
He looked really cute this episode.
Yes.
Like, yeah, Meredith, if you don't want him, I'll take him.
Exactly. So.
And he invited her to that cabin and I was like, go.
Yeah.
Go to the cabin.
Really, like once her plane got delayed, I was like, and he was like pulling away. I'm like, and I thought, well, when she picked up the phone, I thought she was calling him.
Well, she said she tried.
Did she say she tried? I missed that part.
He said, I guess reception. But I'm like, if you called right then, he was right there. But maybe that's not the first phone call she made. Maybe she called Amelia first or something to let her know, like, she wasn't going to be home.
Not going to be
home. Probably her kids probably should come first. I mean, that's probably the first phone call you should make, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why whenever she's like, no, I can't, you know, go to the cabin right now, when they were still in the car, I was like, well, no, of course you can't. You need to get home to your kids.
That's when you could have invited him. Like, why don't you just come back to Seattle with me, is what I was thinking.
I know. But I think they're in the preview for next week, not next week, preview for the next episode. Mm-hmm. I don't really like too well, but I don't really.
We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the end, but.
I was going to talk about the previews, so.
Me? Hmm? What?
I was just saying, I was planning on bringing those up at the end, so we will.
Yeah.
Because I called it. I'm just saying.
So did anybody else suspect that he was driving to the hotel during that time?
Yes. Well, you know, I did, and then I didn't, because he was like, well, I'm almost there. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, maybe he is going to the cabin.
That was my
thought. But then when I heard the knock at the door, I was like, oh, it's him.
Oh, yeah. It's him. As soon as the knock, I was like, oh, yes.
I loved it.
Man, like, they didn't just, like, jump into bed with each other, because that's a usual Meredith move. I'm sorry, but
even just her, like, even during their hookup, it was very different this time. Usually it's like full of passion, ripping your clothes. I mean, but it was a very sweet moment.
It was,
which I felt like was out of character for Meredith, but I like it because it shows like a new stage of her life that I think she's in.
it shows growth mm-hmm. really for her. It shows she's more mature. Like, she didn't, how many times did she have a chance to invite him back to her room? Mm-hmm. And she held off. She's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. After he turned around and came back to spend Thanksgiving, I mean, girl, you gotta just go with it now, you know, but he deserves definitely. A little reward.
That was so sweet. I loved their whole moments in the episode, and then agreeing to go to the cabin with him. Yeah. I was like, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I hope they.
But there was more. Can we talk about Zola and her talking about how, like, Thanksgiving wasn't really a holiday she'd be celebrating anyways? I was like, God, I love her so much.
That was hilarious.
And just the look on Amelia's face is just like, just rolling with it. Yeah, she's whatever. Not wrong.
Yeah. I have a feeling that most of the family just does not know what to do with her. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, Zola, whatever you say. Okay,
she's just too smart. Like, what are you gonna do? So with
smart.
Her? Yeah.
And like at dinner when Amelia was like explaining the oxygenation, you know,
they are raised. These children are raised by like all surgeons. So yeah. I mean,
I can't.
That's just. Dinner time conversation, like,
yeah, it has to be normal dinner time conversation living in a house full of surgeons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is so cool to see. So speaking of Zola and this Thanksgiving of bagel bites and mac and cheese
with turkey for dessert
and it didn't even be end up being dessert. It's gonna be like breakfast basically, because what they had already went to bed.
You know what, they will never forget the Thanksgiving where they had bagel bites and what else was it? Bagel bites.
Mac and cheese.
Frozen mac and cheese.
Yes.
Yummy.
That's a memorable Thanksgiving.
It is.
I thought they did awesome. And I love seeing Amelia and Link working together again.
And you know, poor Link. Sorry.
The dance party and the living room dance party. I was like, girl. Marry that man. I was getting so mad at her. He is,
or like, at least stay with that man.
I mean, maybe you don't have to get married, but if you like, maybe just, I mean, can't you do like a little post-it wedding? Just like, I mean, you don't have to really do it on paper. Come on, guys, just like be together.
And he was gonna spend Thanksgiving alone, that poor man.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Every time that she breaks his heart, it breaks my heart. Like his face, my mind still hasn't changed.
No, I have nothing against Kai. Nothing against. Okay.
No, I don't either.
But I love Link, so I can't be on board.
Same.
Can't.
I want Link and Amelia, mm-hmm. and until Link is happy with somebody else, I don't want Amelia with anybody else. Now if Link goes and is happy with somebody else, I think I'm actually fine with Amelia, whoever she moves on with. But it's like, I want him happy. He's just too good of a person.
He's so good. I don't know, that whole scene, like, it was great, and then it wasn't. So
also, speaking of the dinner conversation,
yeah,
Bailey.
Oh, yes.
What sex?
I wanted to know how that conversation went. Like, so funny.
Oh my gosh. And Zola's reaction.
I missed hers when it was, because I watched everybody else.
I remember it being cute. What was it? Yeah. I think she just started like giggling.
That's right. She knows. Like,
she knows. She's older.
And poor Ella. I didn't see what Ellis, because Ellis is probably like, I don't know what that is.
You couldn't see Ellis or hear her.
Yeah.
She probably had no reaction.
Yeah. But
what sex? It's like, uh-oh. And Amelia looks at Link like, uh-oh.
Like, oh, well, that's fun.
What do we say?
I guess. I mean, but what we talked about this last time about how old Bailey probably is, so.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's about the time to have the conversation.
Meredith's gonna be like, oh, thank God you had the conversation. I didn't have to.
I know, right? I wish I had some aunts and uncles that could just have these conversations while I'm not around. Go for it. Then I don't have to do it.
Just toss Tammy Taylor in there. She'll take care of it.
See? The best.
Every mother needs to have that exact Tammy Taylor conversation.
I'm gonna pull it up in a couple years.
Watch this TED Talk by Tammy Taylor.
Come right here. Miss Taylor has a message for you.
Sit down, watch this episode. Play. This will explain everything.
Yeah.
And just leave it like that. Never say anything else.
No, this is all the advice you need.
Hey, it's better than Bridgerton.
Much better. That conversation, there were a lot of questions left. So, yeah. Basically nothing happened.
So Amelia and Lane kind of close out the episode, mm-hmm. getting cozy together. Mm-hmm. I'll PG it.
It was a PG scene, you know.
Yeah, it's just kissing.
Yeah.
It led to something else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They probably had relations later, but
Everybody's thoughts. Was that just a huge mistake they just did?
I mean, it was, but I still loved it.
I did too. I felt guilty for liking it.
But I want her to... It made me angry too, though. Because then with her, like, oh, my feelings, nothing's changed.
Well, honestly...
He still did it, though. I mean...
Honestly, at least she said something before.
That's true.
I mean, she's like, hey, if we do this, there's nothing... I mean, she... I don't like her saying it, but
exactly. I want her mind to change. That's the problem.
I know. I'm the same way with you. But yep. At least she said something. Mm-hmm. If he still wanted to, then that's his own prerogative. And
yeah.
Have at it.
But I'm glad that they had their whole thing. You know, I would have hated to see him alone on Thanksgiving, all because Joe forgot it was Thanksgiving and just agreed to work, which I thought was hilarious.
That's because she had a Thanksgiving, as we heard.
I know.
That is just such a Joe thing to do, that she forgot that it was Thanksgiving.
No.
Or didn't realize it was Thanksgiving.
I know.
By the way, Joe is looking so awesome in her OB role.
Yes.
She's like rocking it now, and mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I did not like this change. When she changed, I was like, why would you do that?
I like it. I just had a feeling she would fit really well into that. So
she did. And she rocked this whole episode. Her, Richard, and Levi
mm-hmm.
working this case together. I loved it.
Yeah.
I liked seeing them all work together. That was really, I think I like Levi and Richard together.
Yeah.
I think like I like their little banter awesome. Back and forth. Yeah. They do.
We were talking about Levi. Have we talked about Levi and his mom?
Oh.
In her conversation with Nico, because that was funny.
Where did I put that?
It's down at the bottom. Sorry, I'm jumping around. I figured it was an easy
one. I don't even see it. Oh, it's on the next page. That's why.
Yeah.
I know I wrote it down somewhere. No, we can jump around. That's fine.
But her conversation with Nico about babies and marriage, and the poor look on that guy's face was just like, whoa, hold on a minute.
He was confused. He was like, wait, babies? Wait, marriage? What?
But I was proud of, because I'm not a huge Nico fan either. I think Levi probably deserves better, but I was proud with how he handled it. Like, it didn't, like, I was afraid it was going to freak him out. He was going to, like, be weird the rest of the episode, but he wasn't. And so I was happy with that.
I was too. I'm really rooting for them now. I was not, yeah. I did not ship them.
Mm-mm.
At all at the beginning. I was like, I don't like this. And I felt the same way you did. I was like, Nico is an arrogant ass.
Yeah.
And I don't want him with sweet Levi.
Yeah.
You know,
he's adorable though. So I'm really, I mean, hopefully it works out.
Yeah. Okay. So when Levi and Nico were very first in the cafeteria, and he heard his mom, Levi's reaction was hilarious to me.
Yeah.
his face was just pure shock. He's like, mom?
I think it's funny that she brought all that food up there.
What was the whole cooler?
What was the dish that they were talking about? It was like the best something. I had never heard of that.
Eve? Kugel? Kugel.
I was going to ask Eve tonight. So.
I was sort of, you know, yeah, asking Eve here. Like, what is that?
It's like a casserole.
Oh.
What's in it? I want to know what's in it.
Well, it. I mean, just like casserole, it can be different things depending on what kind of kugel it is. Like, I like to make a pineapple kugel around Passover time. because it's kosher for Passover. But yeah, I grew up my whole life thinking it was just a thing, like everyone, like it was just a staple in everyone's home. Then I was like, oh, it's a Jewish thing.
You've never heard of it.
I didn't realize it was a Jewish thing until maybe I was an adult. My mom said, how did you not know this? Like, no one told me.
You had always had it, so how would you know, you know?
I thought everyone who had homemade dinners had kugel at some point. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's because I said something about Bailey. They asked her if she'd ever had it, and I was thinking, I've never had it either. I don't even know what this is.
It sounded good. I want some of that kugel. I really want kugel now, by the way.
I still want to know exactly what was in it, because and I also like Bailey's reaction to it. What is it?
Yeah, she was looking this way. Hell, I would be like, what is that? I don't know if I want to try it. I don't know what it is.
I can send you my recipe for pineapple kugel. And you can try it.
I'm not a huge pineapple fan, so it's I'm not good. Sure if I'd enjoy that one, but I'll take another kugel recipe and I'll give it a shot.
I can blow you guys' minds. I like pineapple on my pizza.
Oh, gross.
Oh, Amanda.
I usually don't order it, but every now and then it's really good.
You know, Hayes talked about that in this episode. We're talking about how his kids.
He did. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. He did. Oh, he did. Look, we just tied it all together.
We did.
He had to come up with strategies.
Speaking of Hayes.
Speaking of fruit on pizza. Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about, okay, game night.
Games night.
You know, I've always called it game night, obviously. But after hearing his explanation, I was like, I mean, that actually makes sense. Maybe it should be more games than one. Night.
Well, they also call it math instead of math.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But I always thought that was so, it was funny in the episode when he said games night, I had the same reaction. And then Megan said it right, wait, what? And I just said that too. Did he say games night? That's weird.
I thought we were just going to fly past that. So I caught it too. And I was like, what?
No, yeah. And then
it was like that split second. I was like, is nobody going to say anything? And then she said something. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I like that they made it a thing.
Games night.
They were super cute in this episode. Like, I'm fully on board with that now too. Like, I want, and I know she's got a lot of other stuff going on, obviously, but I like it. They got good chemistry.
They do.
Yeah.
And I really hope Farouk is going to be okay.
Oh my gosh.
When he coded today, I mean, Megan's acting was phenomenal because she had me just like almost in tears just by her reaction.
Yeah.
And Teddy doing the code on him and everything. I was like, oh my goodness, this is a mess.
I didn't cry at that. I know I got to find out. So Eve, you said you cried. Where did you cry in this episode?
When the, was it Noah?
Yes.
The soldier, when Bailey gave her permission to break down in the room and she just closed the door and then she lost it. I was like, oh gosh, here it comes. I had tears rolling down my face and that never happens. I don't cry.
Yeah. I didn't cry at that part, but I cried when they were like, when he asked when and Owen told him soon and he just wanted to go home and they started getting ready to go. I bawled my eyes out during that part.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it was just so sad.
That was really sad. Then walking out of the hospital, holding hands.
Yeah. That was rough.
It's like, oh, that was a really rough scene.
But Owen taking care of the little boy was super sweet. And I did love how he was completely avoiding his mother, like not wanting to go. Here this woman is like with his kids trying to cook all this food and no one's going to help her. I was laughing about that though.
I know the opening scene of Owen and Teddy fighting over who has to go home and who gets to stay at the hospital.
I'm like, it's your mother. You get to go home. I love Teddy, why she didn't want, I mean, I don't know. Like, I liked what Megan said to her, though, how she was worried that Owen's mom would have a problem with Leo wanting to wear a dress or whatever. And she was like, you know, basically just gave her permission. Like, if you need to tell my mom what's up, do it. You know, this is for your kid. And I liked that.
I think Owen would step up to his mom too.
maybe
if she said something about his maybe. Kid.
Yeah.
I think definitely he would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll put his kids before
anybody. Yeah, he will.
And that Leo is just such a beautiful little boy too.
Yes.
Oh my God. Those curly locks. Ugh.
All right, guys, I guess that is it for our recap of Grey's Anatomy on Station 19. Make sure to tune back in next week. We'll be talking about, or I guess on Sunday, we'll be talking about The Resident. And then after that, while Grey's is on its little break, I think we're going to be bringing you some Outer Banks content. So be on the watch for that. We'd love to hear feedback. We always want to hear what you guys are thinking, things that we can do better, things that you want to hear, any of that stuff. You can email us at familyfanclub2021@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Our group is Grey's Anatomy Grey Family Fan Club. And then we're also on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, all under Fandom Family Chats. So, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.